Is there such a thing as a cursed brick? In March of this year, a package was sent to the Old North Church in Boston with no return address. In it was a brick and a typed note that said, "My husband took this from the crypt. We've had a string of bad luck, and we want to return the brick." Nikki Stewart is the executive director of Old North Illuminated. Nikki, what the heck is happening?
It's crazy. We were both astounded and amused when this brick came back to us. I'm not a particularly superstitious person, but immediately I was like, well, I'm not touching that with my bare hand.
Right. Of course. Right. Of course.
Somebody give me a spatula.
Exactly. So it came back in a box with no return address. Shortly after it came back, within a few days, the lights wouldn't turn on in the crypt and none of the breakers were tripped. We did two things. We apologized to the brick and reminded it that it's home, but yeah, we did bring in an electrician also.
Okay, clearly. Well, that's a good idea.
Yeah. So,
covered both of our bases.
So, smart. Nikki, for the layman who doesn't understand, why would somebody perceive for a moment that this brick had a curse on it?
So, Old North Church, it's the oldest standing church building still in Boston, known for the 2 if by sea lantern signal on the night of Paul Revere's ride. Old North does not have a graveyard. We have a crypt underneath the church with 37 tombs.
Oh.
We believe there were about 1,100 burials before the tombs were sealed in 1860. 2023, we did a major restoration of the crypt with the National Park Service. At that point, a lot of repointing was done. Broken bricks were replaced. So I would guess that whoever took this brick probably did it like right before or right after that project when there were some loose bricks laying around.
So do you think that this is like a crazy person, like the Freemason stuff? Like, you think it might be something
no,
like that?
No, I think
like
it's a dumb husband. Did you hear the note?
The dumb guy, the brick? I get that.
Yeah.
But like, you know, like a treasure hunter or something like that?
It's funny that you should say that.
Yes.
Because people have come really believing that the movie National Treasure is based on a true
story. I was going to say, was one of them like, Nicolas Cage? Because you can't predict where Nicolas Cage is going to show up.
It was not Nicolas Cage.
Okay.
But I think it may be occasionally people who think that Nicolas Cage was really on to something.
Right.
We think that probably what happened, that, you know, one spouse sees the other one taking it and they say, honey, don't do that. That's not a good idea. And no, it's
right.
Fine. And then every little thing that happens after that, you know, you hit your shit on the coffee table.
Right.
It's the brick. We just wish we knew what happened.
Me
we
too.
We just want to know the story.
Yeah.
What crazy things have you seen there at the church, right? Like, I mean, it, as you said, I mean, it's the oldest one, right? It's been there forever. So, I mean, obviously I got to think that there's some weird things that go on.
Is it haunted?
You know, at this time of year, we do after-hours crypt tours. These are people who wanted to be buried here. They paid good money, and they're taken care of and remembered. Like, I would think that people are, like, resting easy and happy. But some of my colleagues have had questionable experiences. Former sexton, who is the caretaker, and oftentimes when they do big cleaning projects in the church, they'll do it at night. And so one night, he was vacuuming, and he looked up in the church's gallery, and he saw two figures watching him, and he could see that there's light coming in through the window, like street light, but shining through them. So they're a little transparent, mm-hmm. And he gets very uncomfortable. And he says, you know, I'm just taking care of the church. And he made it another minute or so, and then he just left. He just, you know, just turned off the vacuum cleaner and left.
I won't be waxing the floors tonight.
I believe him. He really believed that happened, and it really shook him.
If you see a brick in a crypt, don't take it home with you. It's a bad idea. Nikki Stewart, executive director of Old North Illuminated. If you want to learn more about the church and you want to go see this for yourself, if you're ever in your Boston area, you can find them online at oldnorth.com.